to do some miraculous things through this local assembly. Amen. We heard the prophetic word Sunday spoken over this church, and it lines up with our feelings and our beliefs of what God is going to do in our future. Amen. Amen. God's going to give us a plan, and then someone's going to give us the buildings to execute the plan.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to begin to speak those things. I'm going to begin to believe those things and walk in those things and trust God. Amen. And I want this body, this local church, to follow suit and begin to believe God for those things.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God will do what he says he will. He, you know, we have a promise now to hold on to from God, that God is going to do great things among us. Amen. It lines up with the prophecies of Brother Eli Hernandez when he was here about a revival starting from this local area. That's going to be a regional revival. Amen. Hallelujah. So under the instruction of Brother Hurt, he wanted me to continue teaching on the subject that he spoke on Tuesday night. And we're going to go to Revelation chapter 2. So for the next, till the Lord releases us, I guess we're going to talk about this. Amen.
Yeah.
Revelation 2, beginning of verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I give her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed of them and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. We're just going to talk for a little bit about the Jezebel spirit. Lord God, I plead your blood over my mind and my soul and my life tonight, God. And I ask you, Jesus, to just minister in this place, Lord God, and help us, everyone, Lord God, to search our hearts and, Lord, to search and examine ourselves to see if this spirit resides anywhere near us, God. Lord, that we would rid ourselves of this woman's spirit, Lord God, and that we would not allow it to preside in us, God, but that we would surrender, Lord, as she would not, God, to your perfect will, Lord God. You want to move mightily upon us, God. You want to have revival through us, God. And I'm believing for it, God. And we're going to see great things, Lord, as you do your work. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You may be seated. Wasn't in my notes, but could you get to 2 Kings 13, beginning at verse 14? The Lord just kind of put this into my heart. It says, now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face. and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And Elisha said unto him, "Take a bow and arrows." And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thine hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, "Open the window eastward." And he opened it. And Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them." And he said, "Take the arrows." And he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, "Smite upon the ground." And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, "Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it, whereas thou shalt smite Syria but thrice." And Elisha died, and they buried him, and the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. I wanted to talk about that for a little bit in regards to this spirit that would try to invade the lives of God's people. We must, like this king failed to do, not just be nonchalant right. with what God is trying to get our attention with. But we must take and eradicate with a vengeance right. the thing that displeases the Lord. And beat and beat and beat and beat and beat and beat upon the ground until the man of God says, "That's enough."
Right. Right.
We must rid our lives of anything that has to do with this prevailing spirit. Not only in the church, this spirit prevails in our world today. The spirit has consumed the hearts of men and women all across our not only nation but our world. And we must, as the body of Christ, not allow the enemy to rule and reign in his kingdom, in God's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
We must rise up.
Amen.
We must rise up, each and every one of us. Rise up tonight. Search your own selves. Don't look around and say, you know, so and so, this is probably this one or that one. But search your own self tonight. And see if this thing has attached itself in your life in any shape, form, so that we can rid ourselves of it and see God do mighty things among us. Amen. I believe we're going to have revival when we get through this. Amen. When we get this stuff taken out of our spirit and out of our mindsets, amen, and we will begin to see a move of God like we've never seen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is doing something among this local church. I don't know if you've felt it or seen it, but I know God is getting ready to do something way bigger than we can even think.
Amen.
Amen. Way bigger than we can even imagine. The spirit of Jezebel is one of the evil authorities over our nation. It is in the church and in your family. Our society, the church, the families, and individuals personally have been attacked. Amen. The enemy of our soul wants to attack the family. He is trying to infiltrate your family. Because if he can tear apart the family, God's institution, the institution that God set up, the family, if he could sabotage it, we must stop allowing Jezebel, her spirit, to rob us from the things that God wants to do through our lives.
Right.
Amen? We've got to stop the advances of the enemy. And as we teach, we should be taken with almost consideration. Ask yourself, look within. Examine every part of your life. Check yourself. And don't think that you cannot be affected by her spirit.
Right.
No matter what status you hold in the church, we all can be affected. She is no respecter of persons. She don't really care what part of life you're from or how good or how bad you are. This spirit is genderless, but seems to work effectively through women and sensitive male personality types. There are only two classes of people: Jezebels and those who have been Jezebeled. One of the last letters of the church strongly addressed the subject of tolerating Jezebel's spirit. We read that in Revelations 2. And it gives a clear picture that it leads astray the best of servants into a wrong teaching of sexual immorality. This is not just talking about perverted sexuality. This can involve the marriage covenant. Wives, husbands, let me be blunt here tonight. If you haven't consummated your marriage lately, you may have this spirit active in your life. The enemy, he can attack the family until he can destroy the church. God created us so that we would have attraction one for another. And when we married and when we took on and we said I do, and we said I'm gonna love you through thick, through thin, through for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. I promised you. I committed to having a relationship with you.
Right.
We must be very careful that we have not allowed this spirit to invade our lives and take away what God has joined together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a sacred covenant. It's a sacred covenant of God. And if Jezebel can get her spirit within us and cause us to fight and quarrel among our families, then he can destroy the church. Because things will not work properly because our hearts are not in it for the right reason. This world is destroyed because of divorce.
Yes.
Divorce is rampant, not only in the world, but it's becoming rampant in the church. And it's this spirit that's leading the way. This spirit that says, I will do what I want to do. Not what I promised to do. Not what I committed to do. Jesus, through John in the book of Revelation, gives a strong warning of judgment on the Jezebel spirit. You'll go to bed with Jezebel, and you'll go to hell with Jezebel. Jezebel seeks to destroy true worship. Is it hard for you to pour out true worship? Search your heart right now. Is it difficult for you to offer up true, holy, unto the Lord worship before Almighty God? Is that a struggle in your life? Then maybe, just maybe, Jezebel is lurking in the corners of your life. Maybe Jezebel has come in and latched itself on to something in your life. We must not allow anything to come between our worship and our praise to Jesus Christ. We must glorify Him in the good and in the bad. We must magnify Him and exalt His name. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Adore Him. Allow to have communion with God. Allow yourself to be intimate with your Creator. Are you able? Search yourself. Are you able to have an intimacy with Jesus Christ? It misleads and corrupts the church. The spirit of Jezebel misleads and corrupts the church. It seeks to neutralize the life of prophets. It neutralizes the lives of pastors and other male authority. By any means, sexual enticement, physical illnesses, financial misconduct, debilitating discouragement, which may be called burnout, just ain't where I used to be in God. I just don't feel like when I first got the Holy Ghost, I'm not as excited as I used to be. I'm existing in the kingdom of God. I'm just in coast mode. Jezebel is out to destroy the family. Morality and God-ordained authority. Her goal, her life, is set to destroy anything that God has ordained in the church, the setup of the leaders, the family covering over the family. Amen. She's out to destroy. And God put men in our lives. And if we can't have them in authority in our lives, then we need to examine our spirit tonight. This is God's design. I'm thankful that God put a man in my life. Amen. God trusted men with this precious salvation, this Holy Ghost, baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. God trusted men. He didn't even allow the angels to bring the gospel to anybody. He trusted Peter. He said, Peter, upon this rock, you man, I'm going to do it through you. Yeah. And you're going to take the gospel. And you're going to take it and tell many people about this wonderful salvation. The world has rearranged God's design. Yeah. They've made men out to be buffoons. Any television program you turn on, dad is an idiot. Dad is a bum. Dad is a dope. And what it has done is desensitized the whole world. Now there's no respect for your boss, no respect for teachers, no respect for the principal, no respect for police officers, no respect for any authority in our lives. Jezebel is very patient, and Jezebel knows what she's doing. And she's creeping in to every life, trying to get into your life. And trying to see how can I get you to fall into my spell. It is the spirit behind disorder in churches and families. Feminism. Sexuality, immoral lifestyles. And abortion on demand. This spirit, Jezebel, consumes these areas of life. There are some characteristics of Jezebel. Jezebel's ultimate goal is always control. Jezebel loves to control. Who are you controlling? Is your attitude like this? It's my way or the highway. You're going to do what I say, or that's it. You ain't getting nothing. Is that how we control the family, the husband, the wife? Is it my way or the highway? This is Jezebel's way of doing things. Control. Can I control? Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, that are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Stop right there. If you look around and you think back in life where you've seen church splits and people getting upset and divorcing, there's probably a few of those things going on in their life that we just talked about. There's probably a few of those things happening that they've allowed the Spirit to invade their life and didn't get it right, didn't follow the biblical mandate of Matthew 18 and take that verse and take it to heart. It's the Word of God. Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. There's a lot to think of there. Amen? A lot that we can use to examine ourselves tonight, to see if Jezebel has invaded us. Are we allowing the fruits of the Spirit to be in control? Or are we allowing the fruits of Jezebel's spirit to control? Jezebel's spirit is always motivated by its own agenda. Relentlessly. It relentlessly pursues it. Yeah. Never gives up. It's continual. That's why it wears the church down. We get weary. Anybody ever get weary in well-doing? You're just so busy doing the things of God and you're just worn out. Jezebel's working to wear you out. If she can wear the church out, cause us to just lay down, cause us to take a step back. If Jezebel can get into the family and just create havoc and just cause you not to be able to do anything for God because of all that's going on in your life, all the turmoil that you're dealing with, maybe even nobody knows about. But you just hold back and you just aren't effective like you once were for the kingdom of God. It's because Jezebel has gotten in and has pulled at the reins of your life. The Jezebel spirit is always motivated. It's relentless. It's coming after you. No matter how anointed you may be, she's going to try to get into your life. We must stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We must keep our spirits directed and focused on the things of God and the ways of God. See, we love to sing and worship and shout and praise the Lord and get behind a preacher. But when it comes down to dealing with issues and problems, we don't want anything to do with God's word. It's my way or the highway. I'm not going to do it that way, Pastor. I'm not going to follow the word of God that shows me how to deal with relationships. I'm not going to do it. Our spirit rises up. Jezebel takes over. And we don't do it God's way. And therefore, separation happens. And trouble comes our way. And things happen that we never wanted to have happen. So many times the children of Israel, when they came into a battle, if they chose to do things the way God had instructed them to do, God fought every battle. God defeated the enemy. God took down the walls. Whatever they were facing, if they followed to the letter God's instructions, they won. But let them get a little bit off. Get a little bit of this in their life and get a little bit of that in their life and allow this to attack them and allow that to come at them this way. And they began to do their own thing. God's hand drew back and allowed them to be destroyed. We cannot afford to allow the enemy to destroy us. Right. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. We are on the verge of something great. There's a lost world depending on you. Oh, but you're the pastor. They're depending on this church. No, you are the church. You, my friend, are the church. And we are the body of Christ. We must all be working. Because it only takes a little toe to get you out off balance. It only takes a little thing to get you out of whack. So we must guard ourselves. Proverbs 16:2 in the English Standard Version. It says, "All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." Don't trust your heart. Right. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Trust the Lord. Trust the word of God. Amen. Don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on his word. And if you will follow his word, everything will be all right. But when we trust in our own way, as we see it, then God's going to weigh the spirit. Jezebel's spirit is intent on getting what it wants. No matter what. Jezebel, when she wants what she wants, she gets what she wants. Is your spirit like that? Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to get what I want when I want it. There may be one in every ministry of the church, every family, trying to dominate, trying to arrange, or trying to fix everybody. But they're trying to get their way. Another characteristic is the Jezebel spirit attacks and it controls, it dominates, or it manipulates men, especially male authority, husbands, pastors, boss. Queen Jezebel usurped political earthly authority of the king. And Jezebel in the church of Thyatira usurped spiritual authority. The ultimate goal is to conquer or neutralize the prophet. She wants to stop the word of God to the people. She wants to stop pastors. She wants to stop these things. Christian leaders is Jezebel's greatest enemy. Godly men and women. Jezebel hates or distrust of men. She always questions male authorities. Jezebel's cause causes them to doubt their decisions. Jezebel causes them to doubt their capability, their manhood, their worth. Jezebel will not submit to God's delegated authority. They control and scorn and sarcasm with a sharp tongue, public humiliation, emotional outbursts, nagging, and endless demands. Nothing is ever enough for Jezebel. Nothing. Jezebels are not always brash. They're not always overt or aggressive. They're not even always bossy. They may be more subtle, outwardly gracious, but just as determined to have their own way. Jezebel may resort to control for tears. She may resort to control for fear of rejection. She may resort for control with guilt, pouting, silence, sickness, or even self-pity. Jezebel knows what she's doing. Another characteristic is Jezebel causes fear, flight, and discouragement. They often cause a spiritual leader to flee his appointed place, as Elijah did. Jezebels are responsible for hundreds of resignations of pastors. and spiritual leaders. Some effects of being Jezebeled are debilitating discouragement, confusion, depression, loss of vision, despair, disorientation, withdrawal, worthlessness, defeat, burnout, physical illnesses, financial insufficiencies, and an infinite variety of other fiery darts that it can throw at us, including death, or at least a death wish. The Jezebel spirit cuts off the life of spiritual leadership.
Right.
You want to see somebody that's controlled by Jezebel? Find out who their pastor is. Find out who the man of God is in their life that can speak into their life. And can give some direction in their life. His reputation or ministry may be taken by character assassination or entitlement into sexual immorality. Another characteristic. Jezebels are natural leaders, although often covertly. Jezebel seeks out people of influence to win their ear, to gain their credibility and win their endorsement. They try to ally with them. They try to influence them. They try to establish a bond with them. And they seek out places of leadership. They are self-promoting and proclaim themselves to be prophets. They provide inside information and gain a following, and thus lead people to take their eyes off the Lord. We must keep our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We must keep our hearts glued to the things of God. And not allow our hearts to be controlled by someone.
Right.
We must allow the Lord tonight to help us guard our souls. Guard our minds. Take some time in your life this week. Do a study yourselves. Pray. Ask the Lord, God, is any of this going on in me? Search me. Rearrange some furniture so that I can see the corners that the spirit could be attached to. Spirits attach themselves to people full of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
If you're in places that, like Brother Hurt talked about, where witchcraft has been going on, sometimes those spirits can attach to you and go home with you. We must be careful. We must guard ourselves. Where we go, what we look at, what we see, who we're talking with, who's leading us and examine them in the